The internet is something totally different, a decentralized network based on a layer model. I understand that having understood this distinction causes organizations to be able to participate in these spaces in with an advantage with respect to some governments which still do not understand it. Where in some countries, the governments are still the owners of the infrastructure, which enables them to stop the access to the internet when they wish, which is what we have seen in some countries, especially non-democratic or authoritarian countries, which plays against the internet, an internet that is open, global, democratic, interoperable, and multi-stakeholder focused. The items that we identified which hinder the participation of our organizations, first of all, is funding. Many of these agencies that live on volunteer work do not have the resources to participate, and we need external funding to collaborate with us. Sometimes it is not only money, but let us think of the recent IGF at Bali, the visas issue. When our governments facilitate these procedures, we can be involved in these processes. Many representatives of the civil society were not able to attend the IGF in Bali because they did not obtain their visa on time, because the confirmation for the forum in Bali took time, so this did not facilitate. So the communication among governments is much easier than for the civil society. This is related to accountability and transparency. Participants are requested when we receive funding from other sectors. As we said before, government officials participate with public funds. We also need them to be accountable. What they do when they participate in these spaces, the civil society organizations are, when they are funded, we need to report up to the last penny which meetings we participated in, what times, which I think is perfect, because even though it's volunteer work, we need to be accountable. But this accountability should be the same for government officials. I've never seen an accountability report by government officials in this forum. There is a perception of lack of legitimacy of civil society organizations to represent the other members of the civil society. This representation that we talk about is not the one that we lawyers are used to as a contract granting a representation. It's representation based on a sense of belonging. So some it is considered diffuse representation because there is no mandate on what to do. But for the reason of participating and belonging to a civil society organization, we may represent the rest of the organizations. This is also countered with the perception of legitimacy which representatives of governments have to act. If at this forum there is somebody who represents a certain government, it is because they do have the capacity to act on behalf of that government. We would not request a power of attorney asking if they are given a proper mandate to speak on behalf of that language. This difference of perception also exists in terms of these stakeholders. I've just remembered about an example which took place at the LAC IGF in Cordoba. Many of the organizations involved were asked the representatives of the government to stand up and speak and give responses to some of the things that were being asked. Those government representatives maybe were not able to speak for their governments. They were participating because they are able to do so, but they cannot give response on behalf of their governments in terms of surveillance, which was the topic in vogue back then. These are some of the things that have to be taken into account. another of the problems for participation is the access to certain data or information, therefore surveillance. We do not want surveillance of the organizations, but we want to have some sources of information or training or access to certain diplomatic resources which the civil society organizations do not have, which other organizations have. This hinders the quality of participation. The last item is, it hinders participation, is lack of possibilities to participate in some spaces that are exclusive for government. As Sebastian was saying at CEPAL, through ILAC, the civil society organizations are allowed to participate, but in their capacity as observers, not on an equal standing as the multi-stakeholder model states. These organizations are excluded from some decisions. Finally, I want to tell you briefly what La Cralo is. It's the regional organization for Latin America and the Caribbean, which was created in 2006 by a memorandum of understanding between ICANN and La Cralo. It doesn't have a legal status either, but it is authorized to act by this MOU. In this regional organization, the organizations of a civil society are active. It's one more space for them to participate within ICANN, besides the one that Marie-Laure was mentioning for organizations that deal with other aspects. In La Cralo, we participate as organizations who work in the interest of us, of end users of our region. We currently have 42 organizations that are participating in La Cralo. If I'm not wrong, it is the one that has more organizations, which are called ALSs, which are at large structures. At large does not have a clear translation into Spanish. It is called translated at the scope, large scope. This was a residual space which, where all the other constituencies did not fit, we could fit them here. It has become stronger and stronger in defending the global users, because ALAC is global. For ICANN, the world is divided into five regions. Each one has a RALO, a regional organization. These five RALOs plus ALAC, which is Advisory Committee at Large, which role is to give advice to the ICANN board in terms of the users' interests. They all together make up the at-large university universe, which has 150 ALSs throughout the world. I'm going to give my advertisement now. If you are, as a civil society, interested in working for the interest of internet users in our region, you may join La Cralo. There's also a web page to visit. If you have any doubt, I will be delighted to help. A certification process will be established, and I may help you in this, if you're interested. Final points for reflection to conclude. As we see, all the stakeholders have some difficulties participating, and we face challenges in participating. My suggestion is that, in some way or other, we may all participate. So let's do it. Let us train ourselves, let us inform ourselves, but not just receive some training and have taken what I wanted. We have communities of people who are skilled. As you know, this happens with the ICANN Fellowship Program, where you continue to be in contact if you've been part of this program. Let's participate, participate, and participate, because it's the only way to attain some result, by participating. If we do not participate, others will participate, and others will make decisions for us in things that will affect us. The joint work with all the other stakeholders is something that we continue to strengthen. Something that I have added, as far as I've heard from the previous panels, is that there is no industry of the DNS in the region, or that the DNS industry in the region is to be strengthened. This is something good to take into account. If there is an industry of the DNS, there is a government that is regulating that industry, and there is a civil society that is controlling the government, which regulates. So everything, all this circle is activated, which in conclusion benefits us all. So the small businesses and the businesses in the region become engaged. You're invited to activate this circle. Thank you very much.
Fatima.
This is Daphne speaking. Thank you, Fatima. I think your presentation was very interesting in that you presented the achievements in the region and globally, but you also focused on those topics that, or those aspects that have not been that successful, and those results that we still need to achieve, and seeking consensus and addressing these areas sincerely are the key to get along and achieving these results or outcomes. So thank you very much for your presentation. And now I give the floor to Olga Cavalli from the GAC. This is Olga Cavalli speaking. Good morning. Thank you for this invitation. Thank you, ICANN, ISOC, LAC, TLD, NPOC, and BIR for this invitation. Since I am the very last panelist, this is a very easy role because everybody else has said what I wanted to say. Since I have been introduced as Olga Cavalli from the GAC, I would like to tell you about the about participation in the Governmental Advisory Committee. The GAC gives advice to the board, to the ICANN board. We are mainly formed or integrated by governments. We are not a multi-stakeholder body as the GNSO or as the CCNSO. You know that CCTLDs can be managed by different types of organizations. We at the GAC focus mainly on governmental representation, and we have other international organizations and the European Union, for example. But within the GAC, we do not have business participation or